The games keep getting bigger for the New England Patriots. Sunday, they host the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC title game. The winner goes to the biggest game, Super Bowl 51. For a preview of the game, we check in once again with ESPN Boston's Mike Reese, who joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
So the mood around the Patriots camp this week was kind of grim, as I understand it, because even though the Pats won the divisional round by 18 points last Sunday, they made turnovers, a lot of mistakes in the game. Has that sense of nervousness continued through the week? And is nervousness the right word?
I think I would use the word businesslike in terms of what I saw. Tom Brady set the tone when he met with reporters on Wednesday and was very stoic and serious in answering questions and not really elaborating. I went up to him in the locker room the next day on Thursday and I said, "Hey, is everything okay?" And some even asked him, Bob, if he was sick, just because it was so unusual to see his tone. And he said, "You know, my mind is just all on football, and I had something specifically on my mind as I was meeting with reporters just to the game itself." He said, "We're good to go. We really like our plan."
So they'll be in the right frame of mind come late Sunday.
Well, they will be, and that tone is set by Bill Belichick, who really cuts out all the hype and the noise. They have a little sign when players walk in the door at Gillette Stadium. It says, "Ignore the noise." And there was a lot of it this week down at the stadium, more reporters than I've seen all season covering the Patriots. And of course, Bob, they're used to this. This is their sixth straight AFC championship game, which is a record in the NFL.
All right, let's talk a little more about health. Health of players always a key concern this deep into the season. The Pats had no one miss practice the last 2 days, but seven players were limited. Any concerns along those lines?
Well, they have a few that are banged up. Tight end Martellus Bennett, you might recall in the last game, he remained down on the ground with a leg injury. He played through it, but he's been limited in practice, and he'll play in the game. The question will be how effective will he be? And the other two players to really watch for are at wide receiver, where Chris Hogan, their top deep threat, who can really stretch the field with Tom Brady throwing those deep passes, he has a thigh injury. He called it minor. He should be good to go. And rookie Malcolm Mitchell, another pass catcher that has developed a quick rapport with Tom Brady, he's missed the last two games with a knee injury, but I'm told he should be good to go as well.
All right, a lot of focus of this game is going to be right on the quarterbacks. Tom Brady for the Patriots, Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who has the edge?
Well, Tom Brady has the edge for two reasons. Number one, he's playing at Gillette Stadium at home, where it'll be easier to operate his offense. When Ben Roethlisberger is out there, that crowd, it should be very loud. And the numbers to focus on are the interceptions. Turnovers can often change the complexion of games. Tom Brady threw only four all season, two in the regular season, two in the last playoff game. Ben Roethlisberger threw 15, 13 in the regular season, and two in the playoffs. I think that's the key number I look at when I say you got to put your chips on Tom Brady's side if you were going to decide between two very good quarterbacks.
So what's then the key matchup? Brady against the Steelers defense or Roethlisberger against the Patriots defense?
I think I would go Roethlisberger against the Patriots defense, and it's really Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back, who is excellent, and Antonio Brown, their wide receiver, who is also excellent. They can pick up yardage in a hurry. One key statistic to me that stands out, the Patriots haven't allowed a running back to gain 90 yards in a game in each of their last 24 games. Going back to last season, Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers running back, has hit that mark in each of his last eight games. So it's strength on strength. Something has to give.
So the Pats have to stop them.
They have to stop them. It's going to be so important with their big guys at the line of scrimmage. Anyone watching this game on Sunday night, just watch that line of scrimmage to see which side is sort of dictating the way the line of scrimmages play there. Who's pushing forward more?
Quick answer to this question, edge who?
Patriots. They're at home. They've been in this situation, and they're healthy, as we said, for the most part. I got to give him the edge in a really close game, Bob.
In the other game Sunday for the NFC Championship, who do you favor, the Falcons or the Packers?
Well, the Falcons are playing at home. It's actually the last game in their stadium, the Georgia Dome, before they move to a new venue. So that will be an amazing environment. But I have to say, it's hard to go against Aaron Rodgers, the Packers quarterback, who is playing that position at the highest level many have seen in a long time.
We'll talk to you again Monday morning after these showdowns.
Look forward to it.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN Boston.com and also provides regular analysis here to us at WBUR.